Head straight down the road to the RDS, probably less than a kilometre away from where I am standing behind this microphone. Ireland were seeking a 25th Aga Khan trophy, but did Michael Blake's charges succeed? Brendan McArdle.
Oh, Andrew O'Connor, they came agonisingly close to getting a chance to win that here this afternoon. After the end of the first round, the team of Dara Kenny, Mark McCauley, Dennis Lynch and Keane O'Connor were on zero, along with United States of America. But in the second round, Dara Kenny had one fence down with VDL Cartello. Mark McCauley had two fences down with the Irish bred mare, GRS Lady Amaro. Then Dennis Lynch, Vistagran, he was very, very unlucky. He had the last part of the combination down for four falls. And then Keane O'Connor. People expect so much of him. He rode Sue Magner's Fancy the Kurgane, and he gave Ireland that brilliant clear round to really force and put the pressure on McLean Ward for United States of America. If McLean had one fence down, we were going for a jump off against the clock. But McLean, he is one of the best riders in the world. He's never won it here at Dublin before. He jumped clear round, and he won the Aga Khan for United States of America. And he was joined by Aaron Vale, Lucy Davis, and Spencer Smith. But Robert Reedland, the chef de cuisine for United States of America, couldn't believe his luck here this afternoon. Ireland, well, they had to settle for second place, but it was a gallant second for them, with Great Britain taking third.
And Brendan, just to explain the context of this competition to our listeners, because this is really a big deal. And I was looking at the coverage on RT television this afternoon, and we're talking about the best riders of the world with some of the most expensive, best trained and best developed horses. How much are those horses worth?
Oh, as in, they're million, multiple
they're
millions.
But you know,
yeah, they're priceless. Yeah, but as in, the thing is that if I look at, say, our own Irish team, so say Dara Kenny, his horse is owned by Americans. Mark McCauley is owned by himself and his partner, and they're living in Switzerland and Swiss French border. Dennis Lynch, Vistagran, his horse is owned by himself because he wants him as a breeding stallion, so he is worth a lot. And then Keane O'Connor's stallion is owned by Sue and John Magner of Coolmore Show Jumping. Of Coolmore fame, who have all the racehorses, the best racehorses in the world. So these owners are loving this particular sport, but they also like supporting the Irish team. And that's a huge benefit to the Irish riders, because the Irish riders are the best in the world. But we have got 10 of the top 20 riders in the world here this week. And that just shows you the caliber of rider that is here competing. But I think the big winner here this afternoon was Alan Wade, the course designer. His father was a legendary chef de keep and rider, Tommy Wade. And he built an unbelievable track. Actually, whenever the first line riders went, there was 7 of the 8 riders had went clear. And we were thinking, oh my God, this is going to be the too easy for all these competitors. But it came down to the last horse and rider to determine who was going to win this Nations Cup. And that's really, the sport has won here this afternoon, and so has Alan Wade and the horse show, because there was a huge crowd here to see Team Ireland come back from probably the disappointment of the Olympic Games and come here to Dublin and try and win. And they very, very nearly did it.
And the margins were so tight in the end. And you were speaking about Michael Blake all week. And after the disappointment of Paris, he sort of changed attitude a little bit. He wasn't projecting his normal level of confidence this week, but he'll be very happy with that second place finish. And indeed, more importantly, with the performance of the horses and the riders.
I think it was reverse psychology, Andrew. He went down the line of maybe being too positive going to Paris, but then they were the number one team in the world, and they still are the number one team in the world. So I think he decided this week, you know what? We've used a lot of horse and rider combination, really a lot of horsepower this year. Horses need to be freshened up, but he didn't really want them to be not using the top horses here at Dublin, and they put out a very strong team here at Dublin. So he went on the defensive more so than anything else, and as a result, probably people's expectations wasn't as high, and I think they got a better result here this afternoon than they were hoping for. But knowing Michael Blake, he only likes to go out and win, and he wasn't really coming here just to compete. And as the days went on, yesterday he started to smile a bit. In the team interview this morning, he was definitely smiling a little bit better. By the time the teams had parade, there was a bigger smile on his face. After round one, he was walking 5 foot taller. It was just a bit unfortunate. He said, we didn't get the luck here this afternoon that we should have got. Dennis Lynch's horse barely touched the last part of the combination to have that fence done. And if that hadn't fallen down, we certainly would have been able to chance of going for a jump off to try and win here this afternoon. But take nothing away from the team from America. They are a world-class squad. And the Strokestown is where McLean Ward's family is originally from. So he gives the crowd here an extra reason to cheer this afternoon. Spencer Smith, well, he trains and rides for Georgina Bloomberg in America. And Jimmy Doyle, former Army equitation rider who used to groom for Jerry Mullins, he's the team manager there. So there's a lot of Irish success in the American team here this afternoon. But the Irish go to America and win all their big Nations Cup. So I suppose the Americans had to come here and win the one that they all wanted to win in the Aga Khan.
That's it. And the Aga Khan is probably the most traditional trophy of the show. But there's with Rolex coming on board as well, there's lots of action tomorrow and on Sunday. What can fans and people who are attending the RDS expect both tomorrow and on Sunday?
Well, the Defender Puissance tomorrow evening starts at 6:05. Pádraig Lodge will be on duty for that again tomorrow evening. Who would have thought that Pádraig Lodge, a GAA commentator, would be turning his hand to equestrian sport? But he's doing a brilliant job at it. And the Defender Puissance on tomorrow night. 2:27, we'll hope to get to tomorrow night. That would be a great crowd pleaser. And then we go to the Rolex Grand Prix of Ireland on Sunday afternoon. €500,000 on offer. The best riders in the world taking part. This is a game changer for the Dublin Horse Show. The place looks fantastic. The crowd are really enjoying it here. And you know what? If you haven't been to the Dublin Horse Show, it's certainly well worth coming to. There's trade stands, there's ponies, there's pony club games. And you'll meet a friend, or you might meet a new friend if you're here as well. It's certainly the place to be.
Brendan, for the people who may not know, the Puissance is just the big red wall, isn't it?
Alan, it is. I challenged you a couple of years ago to go to Brennanstown Riding School to do a bit of show jumping. We think we need to get you back on that. But it's the big red wall. It's daunting. Like, it'll start at 1 meter 60, 1 meter 70 here tomorrow evening, and it keeps going up. You jump a triple bar and then the wall. You could have the triple bar down and jump the wall and you're out. But it's one of those great spectacles. The crowd love it. We have a lot of different things happening here in the ring tomorrow evening. I went to America a couple of years ago to one of the baseball games, and I brought back some of the ideas from them, the kiss cam and the dancing and the singing, and the crowd really love it. So people who have never been into equestrian sport, they come tomorrow evening. It's the only event they ever come to out in the year, and they come here at 6:00. They're gone by 7:30 and have a wonderful evening, and it really lifts the spirits of the whole show and the countries that come here as well. So it's a brilliant competition. I love it. I'm mad passionate about it. But there's a competition coming up here now in a half an hour's time. I'm commentating on it. It's the 1-8 ponies. These are the under 12 riders that have been qualifying all around the country. Their parents drive mad. The trainers don't know what to do if they don't get them to qualify for the main ring here. So they're coming into the ring here this evening. And Keane O'Connor's son, Ben, is jumping in that. So whatever about him being under pressure for the Aga Khan, he'll be under more pressure to deliver a double clear for his son and our brilliant pony here a little bit later on. And for me, that is the class that I really love all week.
And speaking of pressure, after Pádraig's brilliant performance at the commentary box this afternoon, didn't put one foot in the water, Brendan. How do you feel the pressure now coming into your own commentary?
Oh, listen, as Dennis Lynch said earlier on, we don't do pressure. And sure, it's great. I love the sport. I'm passionate about it. I compete myself. I'm a breeder. Everything I do, it's all about show jumping and horses, and I really, really love it. And it's great to be able to bring it to the wider audience here. I'm passionate about it, and I hope that some of the work that I do, that passion comes across and makes people want to be involved in it as well.
Definitely does. You're highly infectious. And one last question about the Rolex Dublin Horse Show. Any sign of a watch?
Sorry, we didn't get that watch for you. Rolex only give watches for performance. So you need to be, you either need to be a number one athlete at something to get it. And I don't know if it's going to work its way down to Donnybrook to you, but we'll put the word in for you.
I don't know if my on-air performance merits a watch. Anyway, Brendan, thank you for your enthusiasm and your passion and for all your guidance throughout the week on the wonderful event that is the Rolex Dublin Horse Show. We're going to talk domestic football at home and in Europe after this break.
RTE 2FM.